This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listen. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to another week of broadcast healing. That's right, bringing the power to heal where it belongs. And we're not asking permission either. As we cover scientific breakthroughs from time to time, we put perspectives on it that not perhaps. There's no way anybody presents on these subjects like we do here, Super Don. I just come out of the gate going, you know, as I think about this story we're going to open with on Alzheimer's. By the way, we're going to have advanced medicine. We got Dr. Batar scheduled as usual tonight. But as I think about this Alzheimer's thing, and I did this lecture at the Health Basket on Saturday, which, again, was absolutely wonderful. 60, 65 people in attendance. We got Stuart Tompkin from CB Sciences to do some Q&A via FaceTime. Although my wife was very annoyed because I didn't have a real good speaker set up there. And so she made me, Super Don, get one of those portable... I have a portable Bluetooth speaker, but somehow like a lavalier microphone that'll go into it. So for next time, if I'm ever at an event, like it's not a stadium size, like a health food store event, and they don't have a speaker system, mm-hmm. we can hook it up and everybody can hear. So she was she's always looking out for, I want to make sure everybody gets the message. So, you know, if it wasn't for her, we probably wouldn't be here 6 days a week. I'll say that right now.
The unbilled producer, right?
Right, yes. She is the unbilled star of the show. Every once in a while, she stumbles into my studio while we're on the air and thinking, I thought you were on the break. Oops. Well, remember, it's a tape delay, a little bit, like, I don't know, 20 seconds or something. But anyway, welcome one and all. RobertScottBell.com. Show notes are up. You can get a sneak preview of where we're going today. Simulcasting on YouTube, for those of you who know that, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, or go to RobertScottBell.com, and you can find it there and chat with my mom and others that are in the chat room right now. That's right. She's always looking out for me, you know, making sure I don't say any bad words or, you know, go off too far. You know, I get yelled at by everybody at the end of the show. So I don't think I'm going to do that. I'll just disconnect the phone lines. All right, where are we going? Alzheimer's. All right, I dedicated this year, 2018, the year of reversing neurological degeneration diseases. And it is a daunting challenge. Not that it's a daunting challenge to reverse these things or prevent them. I think the challenge, Super Don, this may sound weird, I think the challenge is me being able to communicate efficiently and effectively what I'm trying to, you know, bring to people specifically in terms of details of what to do, how to do it. And it is a challenge because, you know, I've touched on it a little bit here and there, but to go do a deep dive into neurological degeneration diseases and their prevention and reversal, obviously in ways the FDA is not privy to, or if they were, they would want to, shut it down. Or, well, the pharmaceutical industry, certainly not, because what I would provide or propose to you is to do for pennies on the so-called pharmaceutical dollar. You know, what they say, it's going to take $1 billion of research. We already know how to do it. And so it's, for me, it's a matter of massaging what I need to communicate. How do I get it out in a way that it lands, Super D, right? We've been talking about so many things for so many years. And now as I'm focusing here, I'm realizing it is a big, big, daunting task because it's not just, even though I'll always come back to chromium, selenium, silica, right? The basics from a supplemental perspective. There are a lot of other nuances that need to be addressed because it's a lot more severe than GERD, right? G-E-R-D, right? Remember that? And, yes. And even the gastrointestinal diseases where we say silver, allopurinol, probiotics, you know, little of this, little of that. So with that, again, I would ask for your indulgence and for your patience as we dive deeper into the neurological degeneration diseases here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And our opening story is, in fact, on Alzheimer's. And, in fact, the headline reads from the Daily Mail, for those of you at the in the United Kingdom listening in on UK Health Radio, it says that there's a breakthrough. In fact, a breakthrough Alzheimer's treatment. And, of course, that always piques our interest. Super D, you went right to it and said, okay, we got to dig on this.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you see these words. The word breakthrough is a very overused word. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to health headlines.
Yeah.
Because they want you to click.
Sure.
Now, I do click when I see breakthrough. Most of the time, though, just because I've been doing this show with you for so long, I know that I'd say maybe 80% of the time, if mm-hmm. I click on something that says breakthrough, I know that what I'm going to read is not a breakthrough.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read something, and in this case, I was right that the breakthrough, if you look in the show notes, I put air quotes around the word breakthrough.
Super D, I don't know what happened to your audio. Your levels have just dropped precipitously, and we have to get so much gain in you to hear you right now. So check your microphone settings. Breakthrough. Okay, so here's the headline. Here's what it read. Treating leaky blood vessels in 40-year-olds could prevent Alzheimer's before it starts, research suggests. Now, as I read into this, of course, it immediately confirmed and validated what we've been talking about for years as to what we need to do here, what the number one component is. Again, there's 1A, there's 1B, there's 1C, there's a lot of things, but I'm going to get into that in a moment. But as it talked about this fibrinogen, this protein, they're talking about a protein. They wanted to reduce a blood protein and keeping it from reaching the brain. Rather than addressing the reason why it has access to the brain, because who knows, this protein called fibrinogen, well, we know it's a healthy normal blood protein. So I said immediately, I know what this is. This is going to be research into an enzyme. Can we synthesize an enzyme to break this down? Maybe you could take it orally, maybe they inject it. Who knows which way they're going to direct this. But we've talked about nattokinase, right? Some people say nattokinase, but as a treatment to kind of protect the blood from clotting too easily, as opposed to taking rat poison, Coumadin, warfarin, or all the new ones that there are lawsuits all about because of breakthrough bleeding and bleed outs, etc. So what they're doing is saying, all right, we don't want this blood protein to get to the brain. That's leaky, or the vessels are leaky. They would not ever even consider for a remote nanosecond, non-pharmaceutical nanosecond, that there is a way supplementally, in terms of mineral deficiencies reversing them, in particular one mineral deficiency reversing it, to strengthen the integrity of the vascular system. And, you know, what's interesting about the substance, this mineral, the research out of England, I think it Exeter, of all places in England, this is Professor Exley, who we've had on, and I want to get him on again. He has found that utilizing silicon-rich waters, drinking silicon-rich spring water, was detoxifying aluminum from the brains of those who were diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that. And, you know, interesting because you got aluminum silicate, this binding that would happen, and then it would kind of pull it out. This doesn't preclude the necessity for increasing selenium levels and doing other detoxification protocols. And also it doesn't preclude, like, the water I would recommend, the hydrogen, molecular hydrogen dissolved water. But we talk about silica as well, specifically because it is the key mineral for connective tissue integrity. Now, my mom, who I talk about all the time, she's now 84. She's still going out dancing. And when she was diagnosed osteopenia, again, precipitating, oh, my gosh, you're on the road. You're obviously in 70s, 80s, whatever it was at the time. You're going to be on osteoporosis drugs. You're going to be. That's what they said. And, of course, I said, Mom, you need to get on the silica to restore the lost silica that will, again, reinitialize the integrity, the rebuilding of your skeletal system. But we overlook the other aspects of connective tissue when we just pay service, if you will, to the skeletal system, and recognize that the brain and the nervous system also really dependent on that trace mineral known as silicon or silica. And so we take it in a tableted form that is coming from an extract or the concentration of the tea of the horsetail. And this allows us to ingest more than we could safely drink. Or from a bioavailable perspective, it gives it in a way that the body can absorb it more efficiently than if you took it in that liquid form that some people are, you know, really keyed up on. And granted, silicon-rich mineral waters or spring waters are not super rich in silicon, but there's obviously adequate amounts as you're hydrating with silicon. It's making its way to the brain and the nervous system because the brain, the nervous system, it's like silicon chips, okay, needing that silicon. Not the silicone like we talked about yesterday with Dr. Lee Cowden. And by the way, listen to yesterday's show, especially women, if you have had explant surgery or plan to because of leaking silicone breast implants. But there are other problems even with the saline style. And he's got a limited number of people that can come out to an event, a week-long event of detoxification. And doctors, if you want to learn how to work with him on that, you can go too. So this Alzheimer's breakthrough is referencing how do we develop a drug or an enzyme and give it to the patient so we break down this protein before it can leak into the brain. I don't know about you, but for me, again, it's like a cart before the horse scenario. You've got a healthy protein that it normally occurs. It's not a problem except that it leaks into the brain. Why not stop the leak? I mean, do we have to call a plumber here? Are plumbers smarter than PhD researchers? Think about it. If you got a leak, what do you do? Well, in a sense, if you're a PhD plumber, you would stop the flow of water. It's like, well, let's just stop flowing water into that pipe because, my gosh, the leak is fixed, right? There's no water going in. And this is kind of like what they're saying. The protein's in the water or in the blood. Let's just break down the protein. Stuff's still going to leak. Maybe it's not as bad. Maybe it is. We don't know. We don't care. Let's not bother fixing the leak. And I know this is not super sexy and exciting to talk about in this way, but I just want you to know that if you're not a PhD researcher, you're actually better off because you have to unlearn a lot less to use the sense that God gave you. Because it seriously is a common sense deficiency disease, this breakthrough in Alzheimer's treatment. And I haven't even begun to discuss CBD. I didn't go into the selenium and the chromium. I sort of mentioned the hydrogen. There's so much more, the essential fatty acids, right? The omega-3s plus the saturated fats. All of these important for brain and neurological health. But in a sense, to prevent the leak of the protein into the brain, it's not an enzyme deficiency disease. It's a silicon or silica deficiency disease. All right, back Super Bowl next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we didn't open with the Super Bowl today, and it wasn't necessary. It's just a side note, but I will say it was quite an entertaining game. If you just like football and appreciate excellence and amazing offense and great plays and players, that was fun. I don't know where we go with this story, Super Don, except that I think over the years we used to cover like the commercials a little bit more, and I remember years ago there was a heck of a lot more drug commercials. I think they basically was a drug-free Super Bowl, other than what the players might have been on. I don't know, but
yeah,
Big Pharma just wasn't present in you know, like they are in the evening news and the 24-hour news networks.
That is true, and I really didn't think about it until I read this morning that apparently this is the second year now that they've sat out, or as they put, Big Pharma was benched for the game, which I didn't miss it.
Yeah,
I think the last time, and I think now that I think back on it, it's correct, because the last time that they had drug commercials, we talked about it because that's when they debuted that drug commercial for opioid-induced constipation.
Really? That was two Super Bowls ago,
that
right?
That must have been 2 years ago, where the guy came out, you know, he was, I don't know, he's coming out of a restaurant or something like that, and he looked at a dog, and a dog was doing number two, and he was, like, jealous and envious of the dog because he couldn't do it, too. You know,
oh, man.
You remember that? You remember that? That was great.
Yeah.
that was a great commercial.
It's just stunning to think that, you know, you have a drug you give to people, highly addicting and deadly and dangerous. One of the side effects, in addition to death and addiction, is constipation. And then they come out with another drug to, you know, it just fits right into everything that we talk about and how dunderheaded. That's, again, the word of the day here. Obviously, if I say dunderhead, according to the silver hydrosol drinking game, you should all be doing shots. But consider one and done. I might say it a lot tonight. But the idea that, just like in the opening story, Super Don, I just find it how would I say it? I mean, I don't feel like I'm any great shakes intelligence. I read, I dig deep, I know, and of course I figure this out over time. But you then, like, you see through the language of the Matrix, and you see a story like Breakthrough Alzheimer's, and you're realizing, yeah, my gosh, their entire approach is so wrong-headed to go after not the thing that's really the problem, but, oh my gosh, the thing that'll get there because of the problem if we take that out of the mix. It's like, but that wasn't the problem, you know? And I know that's not a Super Bowl story, but it's just, it's rolling through my head even now. I'm like going, how do people fall for this stuff? This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean.
No, it's true. Yeah. Well, and I would equate that to, you know, we talked prior to the Super Bowl, there was a story that CNN was saying that you need to be prepared to sit down and speak with your children about social issues and women empowerment and taking a knee and all of these things. And we were just kind of mocking that, going, why? Why, you know, we shouldn't even have to talk about this kind of stuff. The only reason we'd have to talk about it is if you guys stuck it in our face while we're trying to watch the Super Bowl. Well, as it turns out, they kind of sort of did that. I don't know if you saw the commercials, but they had one commercial. And the thing that kills me on these commercials is that the commercial has nothing to do with the product or the company. Now, we've pointed this out. Everybody has seen the commercials for beer, right? Mm-hmm. The beer commercials. And it's been a long-running kind of joke with beer commercials because it's always, you know, women in bikinis and just like this thing, if you drink this beer, you'll be surrounded by beautiful women in bikinis. No, it's just beer, you know, it doesn't matter. That one really has nothing to do with each other, but it's a selling feature, right? You know, sure. It's like trying to get the guys to drink the beer that has the girls in the bikinis because, for obvious reasons. So, on the Super Bowl, they had it, and the one that sticks out to me the most is this. It opens up and there's these babies, right? Mm-hmm. Now, who doesn't like babies, right? Babies, cute little babies and stuff. And they're panning around. There's a white baby and a black baby and an Asian baby and a Latino baby. And I'm going, oh, man, why do we have to do this? You know, but I'm curious, what is this about? You know, and they're talking about women being treated right and equal pay for people when they grow up and yada, yada. And at the very end, brought to you by T-Mobile. And I'm looking, T-Mobile? What does all of this have to do with phones and cellular service? Nothing. It's pandering, you know, and it's just, we just don't need that. I wish these guys would just go back to just selling their stuff like normal without bringing in all these social, political issues that, you know, and thinking that they're going to sell phones to social justice warriors if they throw imagery like that up there.
United Colors of T-Mobile, apparently. By the way, they snuck in one drug commercial at the end, like Mr. Mucus from Mucinex or something. By the way, if you got mucus coming out your sinus cavity, just spray some silver hydrosol up there. And if it burns, it's because you're eradicating bacteria on contact, and those bacteria are dumping potassium from their cells. It's not dangerous, but it'll get you through it better than Mucinex does its thing. All right, folks, got a lot more healing to go. Cannabis update next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, I get my Echo Water in me, feeling better already. Go back and you know, observe this. I didn't have time to look at it. I was talking with my wife on the break as well, Super D. About the opening story on you know, what happens when you use an enzyme, you know, artificially or what other, or extra enzyme to break down specifically fibrinogen in the blood. And, you know, I didn't get time to look into that. It's like, what are the downstream ramifications? No pun intended. And let's break that down, because we don't like it leaking into the brain. Ignore the fact that the pipes are leaking. Just break down the thing you don't want to leak through. You know? And so what happens then? Why is that a normally occurring protein in the blood? What is it used for? I mean, I know some of it, but I'd really like to do a deep dive again at this point on that too.
This is the thing, and for years we've talked about this, how they want to tinker around with, you know, with all the little tiny gears of the machine, right? Well, just pull this gear out, pull that gear out. And look, it's just inevitable. I mean, it's just, it's common sense. I'm not a scientist, okay? But it doesn't take a whole lot of brain matter to figure out that if you remove, you know, parts of a machine, even though they might seem insignificant, each part has a purpose, mm-hmm. you know? And so if you take this little piece out, you take that little piece out, we'll stop this, you know, a part of the chemistry of the body or the, by, you know, it's going to have a negative effect, whether you think mm-hmm. it's going to or not. Now, how it is that these scientists and these MDs and stuff don't think about that, mm-hmm. I it's beyond me. I don't understand. I mean, maybe I'm just a simpleton and I just think I know everything. But
no, I think that when you have common sense still intact and you're able to engage in that,
Try doing that with your car. Just go and get a car, jack it up on thing, get under there and look at things and go, you know what? That looks like it probably isn't important, and just pull it out and see what happens.
Right. Yeah, you know? All right. So, yeah, let's take that analogy. I like that one, too, better than the plumber one, perhaps. You got pipes in the car. You have gasoline circulating in the car or oil. What do you say? Oh, look, there's this oil is getting into an area of the engine that is not supposed to get it. I know what we do because there's this one thing in the oil that is really building up in there. Right? Here's an additive for your oil that will take that one thing out of the equation. Will the oil still leak in that area of engine? Oh, yeah, but we've taken out the really problematic part of the oil. Instead of going in and going, hey, where is that oil leaking in? Can we fix the leak? Right? And that's what they're doing with this idea of breaking down the fibrinogen. Again, for whatever reason, they've lost common sense. I know it's an economic incentive, right? You know, well, we're gonna keep paying you to do your research as long as you only find the things in this box. If you find anything outside that box, your money dries up, you lose your job, right? So I know how the game is played, and but it's still stunning in this at this time where we have access to so much information that they can get away with breakthrough treatment for Alzheimer's. And then you can't see that. You see it, Super D. You're not a PhD. You're not an MD. You're not an ND. You're just the awesomest producer ever. And you can.
And
see here, it.
And here's the other thing, Rara. I was thinking about this the other day. Is that over the years, you know, we have talked about so many studies that come through where they think this is a breakthrough. That's a breakthrough. And this is amazing and game changer and yada 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 whatever. And you know what? 99.9% of the time, none of these things ever come to fruition. None. Mm-hmm. None of them do.
The thing is, though, in this case, this was an easy thing to come to fruition. It's not a difficult task to find an enzyme to break down protein.
Not from the angle that they're coming at it from.
No.
Is what I'm saying. No. We can look at it. We can take the part out of that where it says, "Hey, maybe," because this is an actual quote. This is not verbatim, but where they're saying that, well, perhaps maybe it might be a good idea to try and strengthen the wall of the blood vessels. Well, duh. You know, this is something you've been talking about for years.
We don't
right?
have a drug for that, so we really can't focus
exactly.
on it. We
exactly.
can throw a little bit of an idea, like, but hopefully you don't see it. You notice it. Oh, that's kind of neat. Then you move right on to, what's the enzyme drug they're going to develop? So, folks, as we continue to party on through 2018, we're doing so in celebration of the fact that we already know how to reverse neurological degeneration disease. We already know how to prevent it. And just bring more of your friends and relatives along, and I will have time. I will create the time. I will make the time to add that chapter into Unlock the Power to Heal, another expanded edition, because all that other stuff is still good. Now let's just add a little bit more into the mix. Now, let's go old school with one of our updates.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. I'd like to tell you just what I'm talking
about. Dr. Green Thumb, come on, pass my time.
All right, this is where we can ride on the red staters, right? You so-called conservatives, small government conservatives, that still can't get their head out of the reefer madness aspirin bottle. You know those states are like, oh, no, we can't have any form of legalized cannabis or marijuana, as they say. Well, here's what they're doing to delay it, the inevitable. In those states that they're like, well, we're not a pro-cannabis state. We're not like those leftist liberal states, right? They're saying, okay, you want to do it? Hey, let's fund some studies. Come on, let's do some more studies. We need more studies, right? It's like, we think this is a good thing. No, we're not sure. You know what? Let's just do some more studies. When they want to just keep the gravy train rolling and delay and delay and delay.
And here's an article in the CannabisNow.com site. We've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Is exactly that, right? In Utah, right? I love Utah. It's a beautiful state. But they're a little bit behind on the issue of this plant that God created, right? Because they bought the lie, hook, line, and sinker, just like many of us did. Me too. I did too. We talked about churches and synagogues, other, you know, like, let's kind of go back into this and understand that in the Bible it even said the herbs, the plants, right? And that this is not a dangerous herb. This is very helpful. So in Utah, repeated efforts to legalize medical marijuana just barely failed, culminated in such a promise to study and then perhaps take action. But we have referenced, and I've referenced in my book with Ty Bollinger that we wrote this in Along Byron Hill, dozens at the time, now probably hundreds, approaching thousands as we go on day by day, week by week, year by year. There are so many. How many more studies do you need to see? And wait a second. What about the patent that the U.S. government holds on cannabinoids, particularly CBD, in the treatment of specific diseases? Can you see that? Conservatives? Can you see that? So I know I'm probably just blowing smoke where they don't want any. But the reality is you're delaying the inevitable. Get with the program. Let go of your preconceived notions that were programmed into you by those that were also duped by government. That's right. To make this the devil's weed, the evil weed. It is not that. What is devilish and demonic and evil is the government trying to prohibit the people from accessing a plant of creation for the benefit of those people for many different diseases that are already validated in the scientific realm. And yes, there's more to discover. I agree with that. But it just annoys me to no end. And so for people that think all you do is attack leftists and Democrats and liberals, here we go. We've gotten some equal opportunity offensive action in on the cannabis plant.
Yes, and listen, the let's do some studies thing is quite often, it's just a way, it's kind of like taking a bill and sending it to committee in Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, you can say, hey, let's do some studies. Okay, well, who's going to do the studies? Well, you know, the university of whatever will do the study. Well, where are they going to get the money from that? Well, we're going to get some federal funding in order to conduct the study. Well, guess what? You can't get the federal funding because it's still a Schedule I drug, so they aren't going to do it. Exactly. And then the people, the higher ups at the university and the research division are mm-hmm. going to go, well, you know what, we really can't do it because it's illegal and we'll get in trouble if we do it, and then it goes nowhere.
Yeah, well, exactly, that's the plan, to delay as long as possible. And I'm sorry, I've lost patience for you, those of you trying to delay these things, and I'm asking for you to pray on it, honestly, you know, because I'm not, you know me, I'm all about religious freedom. You love God with all your heart, I'm with you, okay? Whatever you call God, it's okay. It's just that you have been manipulated by man in this case. I'm serious. You have been manipulated by medical man to believe something that isn't true, isn't factual, isn't actual or satisfactual. Now, let's talk about satisfactual. How about a mom who's aged 44, diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer? Dee Mani is her name. And she apparently refused chemotherapy and instead embraced cannabidiol. CBD. And this is out of the UK. Hello, y'all. Pip, pip, cheerio. You are awesome in the United Kingdom with CBD. I think it is active and is available in some way, shape, or form in the United Kingdom. And this was the Daily Mail reported. A mother of two claims she cured her aggressive breast cancer by taking one drop of cannabis oil every day. We don't have details on it. We don't know the strength, the form. You know, there's a lot of things we don't know about it. But apparently it was CBD because THC is still illegal there and very difficult to get medicinally, apparently. Now, her doctors offered her chemo. She refused because it failed to keep her sister alive. She learned from the tragedy of her sister. And she decided to go on her own studying what they call alternative medicine, began to use CBD, and my gosh, she's alive and well today. Now, they also say she cleaned up her diet and she began to meditate. So we're not saying it was only the cannabis, but my gosh, lifestyle changes are in order. I also say this. I don't want you to think that CBD is a panacea. And this is why in my lecture on Saturday, I went in through the minerals, the basics, the basic concepts, because I wasn't selling anything, including I wasn't selling CBD. But I was wanting to give information and give perspective on that information so people don't go, it's the panacea. I don't have to change anything. Don't have to do anything different. And I just take that and all is right with the world. And I don't ever want to be caught doing that. Super D, you have You can shut my microphone off if I ever do that.
No panacea for you?
Hmm.
Okay.
Look, all of the things we talk about are important, and they all have a place and a role to play. Yes, we can argue that some are more important than others in terms of criticality. I'm not going to dispute that.
The sum of the parts, right?
Yeah, it's the entourage effect, as we say.
Yes.
Now, we go back to, you know, I don't like Girl Scout cookie season because they still haven't come out with an organic, non-GMO Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah.
I get it. I know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But I like the innovation that happens. This is something I thought we covered a year or two ago about
Yes. Where's
the best place to sell a load of boxes of Girl Scout cookies. And somebody else figured it out as well.
Well, let's see. This is a part of the cannabis update. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a clue, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here we go. We've got this brilliant entrepreneur Girl Scout here that wasn't the first to do this.
No.
But we'll give her points for being ingenious. Set up a table outside of a cannabis dispensary down in Southern California, and she sold 300 boxes of cookies in 6 hours.
300 boxes. That's got to be some
yes.
kind of world record.
Yes.
And, folks, I am only going to say this. If your girl is in Girl Scouts, mine is, and you go to a cannabis dispensary, if it's a medical cannabis dispensary, I don't want you selling any of those cookies to someone who's really genuinely medically in need. Because they don't need the refined carbohydrates, they don't need the hydrogenated oils or trans fats, although they may have pulled some of those out. And they certainly don't need the GMO ingredients that are still, unfortunately, in some of these Girl Scout cookies. All right, folks, what do we want to drink a lot of?
What'd you say that next man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I mentioned what you want to drink. It's what I'm drinking right here. Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. Also mentioned the CBD that we get from pluscbdoil.com. If you can't get it locally, RSB15. RSB15 is the discount code. Gets you 15% off if you order direct. Now, 25 cases of energy drinks on the wall. 25 cases on the wall. Take one down. Don't pass it around. Drink it all. And in 6 hours, something's going to happen to you. And I promise you, it's not going to be good. But apparently, this is one guy who couldn't figure it out. And he's really bummed. And he's complaining about it. He might even threaten a lawsuit for all I know.
What a dumbass. I'm sorry.
Did you say that?
Yes, Thunderhead. I can say that. I did Thunderhead say that. Fight. Because, no, this guy gets it.
Okay.
You know, this guy, and I've heard a lot of people say that they want to ban energy drinks.
Yes.
We just need to ban stupid people like this guy here, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, headline, man drinks 25 cans of energy drink in 6 hours, wakes up with brain hemorrhage. You're lucky you woke up, you knucklehead. Mm-hmm. Who in the world's going to drink 25 cans of Red Bull in 6 hours and think it's not going to have a negative effect on them, right?
But why did he do this to begin with? Let me see how many I could drink, or was it I lost track of how many I had.
This guy was doing karaoke, okay?
All right.
And during the time that he was doing karaoke, he drank a total of 25 cans of Red Bull and Monster Energy drink while he was running the karaoke evening in a club.
Wow.
Now, this is the weird thing. It says 8 years ago. I'm like, 8 years ago? Wasn't it? It just now started to... But apparently, this has happened 8 years ago, and now he's, I guess, coming forward with his story. He's saying later that night, he woke up to a painful headache and was eventually rushed to the hospital, and the doctors told him he was suffering from a severe overdose of, take a wild guess.
Caffeine!
Oh my God! Wow! So they did a CT scan, and they later revealed that he had bleeding in his brain. And so now the guy is just going, hey, we need to not let these things be sold because it almost killed me. No, the energy drink did not almost kill you. Drinking 25 energy drinks in 6 hours almost killed you. Now, I'm not a big fan of energy drinks. Mm-hmm. They're not good for you. But if he had one can of Red Bull... while he was doing his karaoke, this would not have happened. Okay?
Yeah. But still, I don't even approve of one can of that stuff.
I get that. I get that. But the story here is about the fact, and I don't even know why this guy even came forward or how he thought that people weren't going to look at this and go, you know what? You deserve what you got. Because who in their right mind would think that 25 cans of Red Bull in one evening is going to be okay? I mean, this is another situation where common sense is just not being applied to the equation.
Right, and I think now that the karaoke bars are going to have to extend these limits to the participants in karaoke.
Well,
you know,
but then
like
again, Robert, let's
Red
go
Bull
with this.
Drink limit.
Let's go with the libertarian point of view here. If somebody is so stupid that they're going to drink 25 cans of Red Bull and kill themselves, does that mean then that you're going to blame the Red Bull for that?
No.
Are we going to ban Tide Pods? Because people are so dumb they're eating Tide Pods?
Super Don, it's an accepted behavior in a bar. If you see somebody sloshing over drunk, like dead drunk, that you stop serving them alcohol. And that's not a government mandate. Well,
yes.
No, but I'm saying common sense is like, I think even a bartender would watch this guy and go, Red Bull, Red Bull, Red Bull.
Well,
you know,
okay, but here's the thing, Robert. Okay, yeah. So they serve water in the bar. Now, if this guy just continually kept ordering water and drank water to the point that he got whatever that thing is that happens if
now
you drink too much water
up
and he died.
A straw man argument. Come on.
It's not a straw man. It's not a straw man.
No.
You know what? You could eat, you know, we were talking about bananas earlier,
right? Put the banana in your tailpipe and stuff. That's ridiculous because... When's the last time you heard about somebody drinking so much water in a bar they ended up in the hospital because
when
of
when was the last time you heard
balance?
About somebody drinking 25 cans of Red Bull?
I just heard it now. That's what's stimulating all our discussion here.
Yes, it doesn't happen very often.
By the way, this guy could have used some silica. You know, would have strengthened the vascular integrity. Maybe he would have survived. I don't know. I mean, the thing is,
this guy needs a Darwin Award. He almost won. Dang it.
He almost won. Yeah, he almost won the annual Darwin Award. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to go. We got advanced medicine coming up. I don't know if we'll talk more Alzheimer's, but we do have an aluminum-free discussion coming up. A little bit more on the right to try. The role of meditation. How does it help you? Maybe Dr. Bitar has something to say about that. And bisphenol A turning us all into girly men. How do we avoid it? Is it even possible? We'll tell you after the news break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.